It's 61 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:35. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel, died Tuesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A gathering of family and friends will be held Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held Wednesday at 10 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tina Main is survived by her husband, Chris, son, Joshua Main and Maylee Bile of Boscobel, many nieces and nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tina Marie Main, 63 of Boscobel. Cindy Noble, age 70, died Thursday at a Grace Hospice's Memory Care Suites after a courageous battle against multiple myeloma. A private burial will be held. In lieu of flowers, please consider donating to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Cindy Noble is survived by three daughters, Tara Noble and Melanie Shervin, Belinda and Matt Windisch, and Renee Noble and Matt Meyer. Six grandchildren, many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Cynthia, Cindy Noble, age 70. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday, November 30th at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Julie Jarvis is survived by her daughter, Hillary Jarvis, son, Trevor Jarvis, a granddaughter, a grandson, and brother, Chris and Anna Jarvis. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54 of Richland Center.